We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Top story tonight, the world stands with rapt attention as we bear witness to an historic first. A rich, powerful person might possibly be getting in a little trouble. While prison staffs across the nation are preparing for an influx of upset and confused Mar-a-Lago bedbugs, President Trump is yelling into the void that is Truth Social.
These four horrible, radical left Democrat investigations of your all-time favorite president, me, is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country. But they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way.
Trump there calling on his followers to lay down their lives for the sacred cause of him not having to pay a small fine. Meanwhile, Trump's allies on Fox News are rushing to his defense, saying our overachieving, obsessed society must stop demanding perfection for porn star hush payments.
A New York activist DA goes after Trump for essentially what is, you know, a nuisance payment.
A bookkeeping charge.
Bookkeeping error.
It has so clearly been weaponized to target a single individual.
That's right. Democratic district attorneys are way too uptight about crime. They need to chill out and relax, unless we're talking about poor people, in which case it's judgment day.
Democrats continue to demonstrate they're soft on crime.
Crime is out of control.
Progressive district attorneys. And they're soft on crime policies.
Soft on crime policies.
Soft on crime.
Soft on crime.
Soft on crime.
Soft on crime.
DAs in Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles all have been accused of being soft on crime.
Of course, Fox News believes New York is soft on crime. Just look at how many sex criminals have evaded justice within their own building. Joining me now is Democratic strategist briefly pausing from designing a Lauren Sanchez for president poster, Lydia Parker.
Good evening.
Chief Washington Bureau Chief, who recently told a first date that his therapeutic shoe inserts were on back order, Jonathan Keane.
Hello.
Chief Field Correspondent, who's still a little shaken up from grabbing the wrong mom's hand at Chuck E. Cheese, James Smartwood Jr.
Hey, Dad.
And host of MSNBC's Way Too Early and Politico White House Bureau Chief, Jonathan Lemire. Thank you for staying up past 6 a.m. to be with us, Jonathan.
I'm exhausted.
Absolutely, I get it. Now, Jonathan, explain how the Manhattan District Attorney can be both an overreaching authoritarian intent on prosecuting petty crimes and a do-nothing bum who refuses to prosecute petty crimes.
Yeah, the Republican talking points are not always coherent on Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. And of course, he's the subject of their ire because he is the prosecutor who is bringing charges against Donald Trump. This is a first. We have never had a president either while in office or after office, be charged with a crime, be the center of so many criminal investigations. And there are, of course, political ramifications to this as well, since Donald Trump, already president once, has declared his candidacy again. Mm-hmm. Many people think that, at least in the Republican primary, his poll numbers are only going to go up. after a potential indictment.
You know, charging Trump will just help him politically. Instead, Democrats should give him a pass and watch as he crumbles under the weight of his legendary guilt complex.
Moving now to Waco, Texas, where former President Donald Trump held his first big 2024 campaign rally on Saturday.
During Trump's rally, they played a song titled Justice for All. It featured a choir made up of January 6 defendants.
20 inmates in jail for the insurrection, and he calls them a prison choir.
The Late Show has obtained the video of the January 6th prisoners' choir.
Jan 6, coup, Proud Boy, QAnon, Shaman. Jan 6, coup, Proud Boy, QAnon, Shaman.
We had it coming. We had it coming. We tried to do a coup d'etat.
Patriots are incredible looking women.
Donald Trump. That's right. The man so bad at sex, he pays people not to talk about it.
Yep. You'll recall that previously, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg was expected to bring charges against the former president for an alleged hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, which would make him the first former U.S. president ever to be criminally indicted. This indictment was such a sure thing that the target of the investigation posted this on Truth Social. The far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Everyone was so excited, but alas, it did not happen, making this his most inaccurate forecast since every time he said, till death do us part. In his posts, sure, why not? In his posts, former president also encouraged his supporters to protest, take our nation back, and warned that his arrest could bring about potential death and destruction.
Death and destruction.
What, again? He wants a sequel to January 6th with the protests and the violence and the I'm sorry, what do you call it?
The poo-poo.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Always so delicate. The protests were perhaps not as large as he had called for, because this is it. So it's less Jan 6th and more Jan and six of her friends. One reporter who was at the protest described it by saying, it's just a bunch of cameras taking a picture of a guy who was putting on a rat suit next to a guitar with the words, hang Fauci on it. So Rudy was there? Is that the rat suit?
Last week, Donald Trump declared his arrest was imminent and called for a protest to take our nation back outside the Manhattan District Attorney's office. So yesterday, I ventured all the way downtown and joined the media circus to observe this crowd of MAGA protesters who were definitely around here somewhere.
Yeah, this is the Truth Social here. It says, Tuesday, protest, take our nation back. Excuse me, is this the protest for Trump? Or the Trump protest, or the supporting, are we taking our nation back? Is that today? I thought it was today.
So I did have the day right, and then I found a proud and totally concealed Trump supporter.
Why are you here?
Because I'm here to support Trump, because they want to indict him.
So Trump went on his own social media, and he called out people, his supporters, to come out here and support him. And right now, that's just you.
I'm here.
Heavy as the crown.
I don't need you to come outside. No, I got this.
Okay.
I'm here to actually see what's going on. Everyone was talking about it, so I came here to check it out.
You wanted to see it with your own eyes.
Eyes, that's right, because I don't believe what I'm hearing on the news media.
So what have you seen so far?
Absolutely almost nothing.
Nothing?
Correct.
This was an unusual MAGA rally. The numbers were low, and it was in my own city. However, the arguments over some basic facts were refreshingly familiar.
Do you think it's fair for Trump to be indicted if that does happen this week?
Listen, I don't know all the specific facts, but what I do know is he's my president.
Right now?
I think he's my president.
Do you think he's serving the role as your president currently?
Well, he's in my heart, he's my president.
Okay, good. I just have to be clear sometimes.
Well, sure, sure.
You think Joe Biden is president, right?
No, I think that man is a scam. I just know that allegedly he's there because that man doesn't make any sense to me.
But technically he is there. He is serving the role of president.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been down. I haven't been to Washington, D.C. I've not seen him walk in the White House.
You don't think he actually spends time in the White House?
I don't know.
Well, but there are videos of him in the White House. I just want to get beyond this fact. He is the president of the United States. Donald Trump was the president of the United States. Fact?
That's what some say.
That's
what some say.
Right. Deborah, why are you here today?
Joe Biden is going after him because I don't even know why he's going after him, because they're going to push him out the door and probably bring Michael Obama in, okay?
But Michael Obama.
That's correct, okay?
Why do you call her Michael
Obama?
Don't
ask me that. What did Joan Rivers say?
What did Joan Rivers say?
That's correct. If anybody remember what she said.
Do you get most of your news from Joan Rivers?
Oh, no, I don't get none of my news from Joan Rivers. I'm just telling you what she said about Michael Obama, okay?
Regardless of their sources, the MAGA crowd, which the police estimated to be between 3 and 6 people, believe these charges were unworthy of a former president.
I don't feel Trump should be in trouble. That's unconstitutional. I feel to indict a president.
This is a political attack.
Yes.
They're not charging somebody else for this crime.
Yes. Everything is political.
Right. They did charge somebody else with this exact crime.
Yeah, and so why should he be charged?
Well, Michael Cohen was charged, pled guilty, served time in jail.
Disloyalty.
It's loyalty.
If it ain't loyalty, it's nothing.
This is about a man who cheated on his wife with a porn star while his wife was at home with their newborn son. But loyalty is a big issue for you.
Listen, we men.
Right.
So we all know Trump doesn't understand how the law works. Turns out he doesn't know when it works either. But for MAGA supporters feeling FOMO about missing the Donald showdown with justice, I'm confident you'll get another chance.
How long are you going to be here today?
I don't know, maybe a couple more hours, walk around, grab something to eat.
If Trump is indicted in Georgia next, you going there?
I don't know, maybe I will.
Sure. It's like a big old indictment tour, right? I'll see you in Georgia, maybe we'll swing by D.C.
Kanye West Wing had a rally this weekend in Waco on the 30th anniversary of the siege that claimed the lives of 86 people there. You know, if that happened now, he'd side with the Branch Davidians, right? He'd be like, I like David Koresh, he likes me. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. Trump chose Waco because it's a powerful metaphor for his campaign. He's going down in flames, and he's taking his cult followers with him.
At a rally this weekend, the former president addressed his legal troubles.
And yet, after going over 11 million pages of documents, I built a great company. They've got nothing. They've got nothing. It probably makes me the most innocent man in the history of our country. Friends of mine say that.
Those have got to be the two biggest lies he's ever told. He is the most innocent man in history, and that he has friends.
Liberace held court for 90 minutes. He did all the hits, even made time for a personal attack on his old flame, Stormy Daniels.
Was investigating me for something that is not a crime, not a misdemeanor, not an affair. I never liked horse face. It's just not. That's a terrible thing. That wouldn't be the one. There is no one. We have a great first lady.
Yes, her name is Jill Biden. But just to be clear, he didn't do it. He wouldn't do it, but if he had done it, he wouldn't have done it with her.
Nice save, bro. You could actually see his brain try to turn the car around that his mouth was driving. I didn't have an affair, and I'm never had an affair, and I actually never had sex. Did you know that? I'm a virgin, and the best and biggest virgin ever.
After the rally, Stormy herself, in response to a tweet that said, President Trump wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole, replied, true, he used the 3-inch one, and won the day. Congratulations. Boy, oh boy, the Burger King really cooked up some extra big whoppers at this rally is.
This rally was held in Waco, Texas on Saturday, and instead of someone singing the Star Spangled Banner, the rally began with this announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and place your hand over your heart for the number one song on iTunes, Amazon, and the Billboard charts, Justice for All, featuring President Donald J. Trump and the J6 Choir.
Now, if you have not heard of them, the J6 Choir is made up of a group of inmates who are in prison for their actions in the January 6th riot. It is the hottest musical prison crossover since Manson and Garfunkel. Sure. One. They can sing. Sang with the Beach Boys. One quibble, Justice for All is not actually the top song on streaming platforms or the real Billboard charts. It's the top song that people are paying to download on iTunes because their grandchildren don't like them enough to help them set up Spotify. That did not stop the former president from repeating the claim.
That song tells you a lot because it's number one in every single category. Number two was Taylor Swift. Number three was Miley Cyrus.
Yes, Miley Cyrus. And of course, her alter ego, Herna Moderna. Herna Moderna. Diana Idaho. Jermaine Maine.
I love that Trump's running for office and from the law at the same time. How great is that? He's going to be the first presidential candidate who's going to be giving speeches from his getaway car. Oh, yeah. My fellow Americans, we got to lower inflation. We got to get a handle on China. And most importantly, we have to crack down on crime. You'll never take me alive, you pigs!
I feel like a lot of us are waiting for some cinematic moment when Donald Trump gets arrested while forgetting that in real life, nothing is that satisfying. If Donald Trump was Jason, not only would he not die at the end of the movie, he would be allowed to hold public rallies where he complains that campers don't skinny dip like they used to. It just seems like Trump's been doing so many crimes for so long. I bet if you zoomed in on that infamous photo of him coming down the escalator the day he announced his first candidacy, you'd see he had shoplifted a pair of earrings from Claire's. That's why when he was at the podium, you could hear a store alarm going off. So it's another day, and we're all still waiting to find out if and when Trump will be arrested. The news has basically just become the NORAD Santa tracker, except for Trump's indictment, just a little circle in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Meanwhile, the grand jury weighing a possible Trump indictment is still doing its work. Yesterday, they heard from yet another key player in the hush money scandal and a sign that the Manhattan DA is bolstering his case against Trump.
A key player in the Trump hush money probe just met with a Manhattan grand jury investigating the former president. The source confirms to CNN that former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker appeared before the panel earlier this afternoon.
Sources close to the investigation tell CBS News that David Pecker's appearance today is a sign District Attorney Alvin Bragg might be finalizing a case against former President Donald Trump. In 2016, it was Pecker who encouraged efforts by then-candidate Trump and Michael Cohen to prevent damaging stories about Trump from being published.
Yesterday's convening of this two-month-long grand jury probe appeared to center around hearing testimony from David Pecker. Pecker is a central figure in this drama, as you pointed out, about those hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. In his role at the time as publisher of the National Enquirer and a friend of then-candidate Donald Trump, he helped broker the original $130,000 payment.
That's right. The grand jury heard from a key player in Trump's corrupt scheme to broker a secretive hush money payment to conceal an illicit affair just weeks before a presidential election and then disguise those payments by lying about what they were for. It's a damning development in what is already a serious case that could very well result in a historic first ever indictment of a former president. We've heard from Michael Cohen, we've heard from Stormy Daniels, we've even seen the actual check that Trump wrote. Only Trump is stupid enough to pay hush money to cover up an affair, but sign his name to a check. Just fill up an envelope with unmarked bills like a normal criminal, you dingus. This is like if Gwyneth Paltrow showed up to her trial wearing a shirt that said, "I'm a really bad skier." And then on her way to the witness stand, she just plows into the bailiff. By the way, it should be noted, paying hush money is not itself a crime. I mean, it's not, like, cool, especially if you do it 2 weeks before a pivotal presidential election that'll determine who gets to fill 3 seats on the Supreme Court. But it's not necessarily against the law if you do it the right way. The problem is Trump tried to cover it up by lying about it, and you don't need to take my word for it. Here, once again, is star witness Rudy Giuliani, and just in general, a star. He's just got that it factor, you know? Explaining how the whole scheme worked back in 2018.
That money was not campaign money. Sorry, I'm giving you a fact now that you don't know. It's not campaign money. No campaign finance violation. So
they funneled it through the law firm.
Funneled through the law firm, and the president repaid it. When I heard Cohen's retainer of $35,000, when he was doing no work for the president, I said, "But that's how he's repaying. That's how he's repaying it." With a little profit and a little margin for paying taxes for Michael.
Yeah, that's the crime. You can't funnel money from your business to your personal fixer to cover up an affair with an adult film star to help your presidential campaign 2 weeks before an election and then lie about what the money was for by saying it's just a retainer for your attorney. There's another part of that clip that I love where Rudy explains why he's so confident this is all above board.
Funneled through law firm, and the president repaid it.
Oh, I didn't know he did.
Yeah.
There's no campaign finance law.
Zero.
So the president...
Just like every... Sean...
So this decision Sean, was made by...
Everybody was nervous about this from the very beginning. I wasn't.
If everyone around you is nervous and you're not, you're either a Navy SEAL or you're a moron, and... That ain't no Navy SEAL. So Rudy basically confessed the entire crime on national television, and there is an abundance of hard evidence to back it up. But Trump supporters and right-wing media want you to think this was all just an innocent little record-keeping mistake.
They better not put my president in prison. He represents 74 million Americans. And if he's the nominee, you're putting 74 million votes in prison. And that's how I see it.
Really?
On a bookkeeping charge.
First of all, I love one of the co-hosts just saying, really? Because that is the appropriate reaction. It's insane to say you're putting 74 million votes in prison. Although, it's very funny to imagine a Trump supporter showing up to a federal penitentiary saying, I'm here to see my vote, it's in prison. And he has to have a teary-eyed conversation through a glass partition with a piece of paper. Don't worry about it, I'm gonna get you out of here. Now, with Trump under at least 4 different criminal investigations, and after he tanked 3 successive elections, including last year's midterms, there's been a question as to whether right-wing media would finally pivot away from him and embrace Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. It started to seem like maybe that would happen when Fox started airing glowing profiles of DeSantis and fawning interviews with him. So that's basically where Trump and his inner circle are at. And yet last night, Fox host John Hannity chose to give Trump a platform to ramble about his usual bull without any pushback at all. For example, last week, Trump tried to menace investigators into backing down when he threatened death and destruction if he's arrested. But last night, he claimed ludicrously that he wasn't threatening death and destruction. He was just saying he was scared of it.
I will say this with death and destruction. I didn't say death and destruction. I said, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I said, I'm afraid that if they do this, which is a fake prosecution, I didn't say do something bad. I say, I am afraid that people will do something because people are very angry about it.
Yeah, he didn't say I'm going to burn down your restaurant. He said it would be a shame if something were to happen to your nice restaurant in the middle of the night, say 2 a.m. or so, capiche. But my favorite part of that interview came when Trump totally went off on DeSantis and told an elaborate fantasy about DeSantis begging him for his endorsement for governor back in 2018.
The question I'm asked the most about you is Ron DeSantis. I thought they were friends. What happened?
So what happened with Ron is the following. He came to see me. He was getting killed. He was being crushed. Ron came to see me, tears in his eyes. He said, I need you to do me a big favor. I said, what's the favor? Would you endorse me? I fought for you. I need your endorsement. I said, Ron, tell me about it. Go ahead. He said, I'm telling you, I think I could win if I could get your endorsement. And he was desperate. I said, okay. I gave him a nice endorsement, and he ends up winning. And then a couple of years later, they say to Ron DeSantis, will you run against the president? And he said, I have no comment. I have no comment. And I looked at the people I was with. I said, that's not supposed to happen. Here, I got him the nomination.
It's about loyalty.
It's about loyalty. It is to me. And people do care about loyalty. When you help somebody, really help him, and then he announces that he's going to run against you, and he's going to run, but he's getting crushed now in the polls.
Personally, I'm just so glad tears in his eyes is back. I hope he keeps adding to the story.
Trump said that Ron DeSantis came to him crying. Though, if you hear enough of his stories, you probably notice that this happens to Trump all the time.
I mean, I had a man come up to me who's a strong, tough guy, and he had tears coming down his eyes. People came to me, and they saw me, and they were crying. I stood yesterday with 75 construction workers. Half of them had tears pouring down their face. And they walk into the Oval Office, and they start crying.
This guy, he hasn't cried since he was a baby and probably didn't cry then either. And now he's crying.
This happens all the time. This happens all the time. Thank you. Tears. Tears.
Why? Why? Why are people always in tears around Donald Trump? What's up with this guy? Is his body odor so strong that people's eyes just start watering around him? Right? Is he constantly chopping onions? Is he always just playing the beginning of Up for some reason?
I voted for Donald Trump twice. I have defended him countless times. I thought he was horrific. I think that was the worst interview I've seen the president do. He was whining. He was complaining. He played the victim card time and time again. And then after that, he complained that, you know, somebody he had endorsed was now running against him. And I thought he was absolutely horrific. He's the former president of the United States. Act like it.
Well, if that doesn't get the ketchup flying at Mar-a-Lago, I don't know what will.
The Manhattan grand jury investigating Donald Trump may not hear the case again for weeks because of a pre-scheduled break.
Insiders also stress the importance of remembering Trump is the one who created a false sense of an imminent indictment here in Manhattan, and the NYPD's security response was likely tied to his calls for supporters to protest on his behalf.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.